The global crypto community faces a whirlwind as Du Quan, the founder of Terraform Labs, faces a four-month prison sentence for passport fraud, handed down by Montenegro courts. This startling development has far-reaching implications, igniting new debates around crypto regulation. Background: the unveiling of fraud. The Podgorica Basic Court found Quan guilty of attempting to flee Montenegro with a falsified Costa Rican passport. His departure was meant for the United Arab Emirates. The fraudulent passport, he asserted, was procured from agencies. His colleague, Han Chang-jun, the former CFO of Terraform Labs, was embroiled in the case as well. Denial and the extradition saga. Unfazed by the verdict, Quan maintained his innocence, stating he had been using the Costa Rican passport for years without questioning its legitimacy. However, his defense fell on deaf ears. The US and South Korea, where he faces related fraud charges, are now seeking his extradition. Fallout: the collapse of TerraUSD. The credibility of Terraform Labs has been shaken amidst this saga. Previously, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission accused Quan and the firm of defrauding investors by falsely promising an increase in their crypto token's value. Compounding the troubles, TerraUSD, a leading algorithmic stablecoin, lost its $1 peg, resulting in significant financial losses. The regulatory push. This series of unfortunate events has led to louder calls for stablecoin regulation by U.S. lawmakers and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. A regulatory bill for payment stablecoins is in the works, proposing state and federal supervision of issuers, including capital and liquidity requirements. The saga of Du Quan has set the stage for an inevitable debate on stricter crypto regulations. While Quan's fate remains uncertain, the turn of events could indeed become a significant milestone for the global cryptocurrency industry. Key facts. Who is Du Quan? Du Quan is the founder of Terraform Labs, a firm in the cryptocurrency industry. What was Quan found guilty of? Quan was found guilty by the Montenegro courts of using a falsified passport. What implications does the TerraUSD collapse have? The collapse of TerraUSD led to massive financial losses, triggering calls for stricter regulation of stablecoins.